Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Monday of the first week of Advent, November 28, 2011. We hear the faith of the centurion. Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying home, paralyzed, suffering dreadfully. He said to him, I will come and cure him. The centurion said in reply, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. To another, come here, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and said to those following him, Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west, and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today, the second day, using the new translation, we have one of the scriptural texts that we now see more clearly in our celebration of the Eucharist. Where we used to say, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. We now say, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. And so they've lifted, right? The church has lifted that little line of the centurion's response of faith to Jesus and placed it in the middle of our communion rite. Amazing, isn't it? We now see in the English translation it even more clearly. And that's where we have this funny, under my roof, right? In Spanish, it's enter into my home, entre en mi casa, which I think is really beautiful too. Right? The centurion knew he was an unclean person. Right? He worked for the occupying army. He knew, as he cared for the Jewish people of Capernaum, the same centurion built their synagogue, the remains of which I sat in when I was there as a seminarian. We went to Capernaum, and there's the Jewish synagogue dating from the first century. Very interesting to sit there and read these passages. The centurion loved his counterparts in the Jewish faith. He came to Jesus for his servant, for the love of his servant, who was home, paralyzed. I mean, can't imagine being paralyzed in the first century. And there wasn't a whole lot of medical attention. There wasn't breathing tubes or catheters. It would have just been a mess. And this centurion knows Jesus can do it. And he knows Jesus can do it much more powerfully than maybe we can. Right? The faith that the centurion has says, I'm a man under authority. Right? He recognized Jesus as a person of authority. And he says, when I say go, people go. When I say come, people come. I give orders and things happen. He wanted Jesus just to say the word, to give the order that his servant would be healed. And he was confident that it would come to pass. That's amazing. Right? Jesus will do huge miracles in response to our faith, especially our trust, The centurion really trusted that Jesus could accomplish this miracle. Healing someone from paralysis in the first century, most in any century really, right, is a miracle. All of my friends in wheelchairs or, you know, living in bed would love to walk again, to run, to play. Jesus restored this servant to full health at the request of the centurion's faith. Do I have that same kind of faith that says to Jesus, say the word and it'll be done? Or do I give Jesus lots of conditions? Do it this way, do it this timeline, make sure it happens tomorrow. The centurion gave none of those orders. He said, I know you can do it, but I'm not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. As we celebrate this new liturgy in the church, probably for the next 40 years or so, we get to meditate on these words of the centurion. Is my faith at that same level? Do I say to Jesus about my loved ones, I know you can do this? And then get out of the way and let him do it. The other word that describes Advent for me is the word come. It's in Isaiah's passage, right? They will say, let us climb, let us come, let us climb the mountain of the Lord of hosts. In today's gospel, alleluia, right? Come and save us, O Lord. Jesus says, I will come to your house. The coming of Jesus is the whole thrust and what we are to meditate on during the season of Advent. Jesus will come to save us. He'll come like us. He'll come in human flesh. He'll come to die on the cross. He'll come to rise victorious. And he'll come at each of our own ends to welcome us into the kingdom of heaven. I'm sure Jesus, not Peter at the gates, but Jesus will be the one to come and welcome us into everlasting life. May we ready ourselves for this coming of Jesus through this time of Advent meditation and longing for his coming. For he will say the word, and in fact, our souls will be healed.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.